Hello, friends. Dr. Missy Clifton here. Thank you for joining us for another episode of All Things Skin. I'm joined today by Terry Arnold from DermTech. And today we will be talking about melanoma skin cancer and his innovative new non-surgical biopsy technique to diagnose melanoma. Terry, thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. So, listeners, as you probably know, skin cancer is by far the most common of all cancers. Melanoma accounts for 1% of skin cancers, but it's responsible for the majority of the deaths from skin cancer, so it's the most deadly type. This year alone, nearly 100,000 melanomas will be diagnosed, and over 7,600 people will die from melanoma. It usually arises in a new or a changing mole, so we always talk about the ABCDs. A is for asymmetry, so if the lesion is not symmetric on all sides, that's something to worry about. Border is for B, so that means that the border is irregular or not perfectly round or smooth. Color stands for something that's really, really dark or different from the other moles as far as standing out or having more than one color or color irregularity within it. And then diameter. We usually say something that's bigger than a pencil eraser. So that's not always the case, though. So sometimes even small moles, especially if they're new or really dark, you need to watch for. And so we add an E onto that for evolution. So if you see something that's really changing over time, those are things to watch for. And if you have moles meeting any of these criteria, please do not delay in getting a skin examination. Melanoma is extremely curable if caught early and deadly at times if caught later. So Terry, all this talk about skin cancer is what brings you here. Tell us a bit about your background and DermTech.
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you that I am a military veteran, and today is Veterans Day. So super happy about that.
That is amazing. Thank you for your service and
absolutely.
For all of our listeners out there that have served this wonderful country over time. Thank
absolutely.
You for that.
Absolutely. And I had the good pleasure and privilege of practicing dermatology for the better part of 20 years. And over that 20 years, if there was one thing that was really hard for me, I think it's hard for all dermatologists, is evaluating these moles and deciding what is suspicious for cancer, what really needs more evaluation, and which ones I can just, you know, confidently reassure my patients that everything is going to be okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I agree. I'm right at 20 years too there, Terry, so I feel ya. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your background beyond that as far as DermTech and how that got started.
Right. So I came to DermTech a little over 2 years ago, and I'm currently the Vice President of Medical Affairs and lead a team of medical science liaisons. And we act as consultants to physicians like yourself and advise them on the use of our test and how it benefits the patients that all of us serve. DermTech as a company has been around for a number of years now, but we first brought our DermTech melanoma test to market somewhere around 2015, maybe early 2016. And the DermTech melanoma test was such a novel thing that we could evaluate these moles for genomic markers correlated with a diagnosis of melanoma and do it non-invasively. When I first heard about this, I was like, that's crazy. I'm not even sure. Is this really a thing?
Right.
And
right.
After investigating it a little bit, I was assured, yes, it's absolutely a thing. And
yeah.
The test works quite well.
So I'm the same way. And, you know, I'm always intrigued. I'm a super nerd. I always like to bring the newest and latest and greatest to the practice. And when I heard about DermTech, I was really intrigued because there's really nothing else out there like it. And as a derm, we're checking moles all day, every day. And we really, a lot of times, need a way to do it, especially in some of our needle phobic patients that don't want a biopsy. This is a great option.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. So, Terry, as you mentioned before, we spend a lot of time as dermatologists doing full body skin checks, doing mole mapping. You know, we've measured moles for years. Now that we have photography, we take pictures of every mole on people's bodies and we watch them over time. I even do dermoscopy in my practice. But even with all of those options that we have, we can never be 100% certain if a lesion is melanoma. without physically sending a biopsy, you know, to the lab and finding out. So explain to us this new option with DermTech and what's involved in this technique with this adhesive non-surgical biopsy.
Sure. So first of all, the first line of defense always has been and probably always will be a good, thorough skin exam done by a board-certified dermatologist.
Right.
Because that's where it begins in terms of identifying those lesions that may meet the ABCDE criteria of melanoma. And you can really enhance that exam if you use other tools like total body photography, dermoscopy, some of these other techniques like you just mentioned. But all of these techniques are a bit subjective, and they require a lot of the provider in terms of image and pattern recognition. And after 20 years of practice, you know, your eye gets pretty good.
Right.
But you can't see things that occur at a genomic level. And we know that the genomic changes of melanoma happen very early, sometimes before they can even be seen by the clinician or by the pathologist. And so if we're going to find these moles or these melanomas as early as we possibly can, we need another way to do it. And the DermTech melanoma test is what allows us to do it using a non-invasive sticker technology where you as the clinician can evaluate the patient. If you see a mole that meets one or more of these ABCDE criteria, then you can put the sticker onto the lesion, leave it on for 10 seconds, take it off, send it to our lab, and we evaluate the genomics of that lesion.
That's absolutely incredible. So in 10 seconds, you can tell us all kinds of things. That's
absolutely pretty
amazing. That is pretty amazing. So tell me a little bit about once it's sent to the lab, what exactly in the genome of the cells is being picked up or detected in these lesions that are melanoma?
Right. So the smart sticker peels off the top layer of the skin. And it sounds bad, but it's not. It's completely harmless. It's completely painless. It's just like having any other sticker put onto your skin. And we're capturing that very top layer of cells called the stratum corneum cells. And after the clinician or the doctor does the test and they put the stickers in a card and sends it back to our lab in La Jolla, California, where we run a genomic analysis using PCR technology. And with this PCR technology, we're looking for any of three specific biomarkers that are correlated with the diagnosis of malignant melanoma.
Okay, great. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what's the sensitivity? What's the specificity of this test? I mean, I know that's kind of high-tech stuff for maybe some of our listeners, but as a dermatologist, if I'm going to do a biopsy versus the DermTech test, is this going to give me maybe better information? Is it more reliable than maybe a reading by the pathologist in some cases?
So I think that comes down to a specific term that you or maybe some of the listeners may not be all that familiar with, and that's called negative predictive value. Mm-hmm. And in a test such as ours, you need it to be a very, very high negative predictive value. That way, if we tell you that there are no genomic markers correlated with melanoma, you and your patients can have great confidence that that lesion is fine and doesn't need any further evaluation.
Okay, perfect.
Our negative predictive value is in excess of 99%.
Well, that's pretty incredible.
Pretty incredible. Less than a 1% chance that a melanoma would be missed using our test. And we've done a couple of other follow-up real-world kind of studies just to make sure that that was as accurate as we thought it was. And guess what? Every time that we've looked over every time point going out as far as 3 years, that negative predictive value has held up at greater than 99%.
Well, that really gives me a huge peace of mind as a dermatologist. You know, when my patients come in, if I'm going to do this test and I tell them they don't have a melanoma, I need to be able to sleep at night, and I need them to be able to sleep at night that they actually don't have a melanoma. So that negative predictive value, really, that 99% is kind of out there. That's great. That really makes me feel a lot better.
So, you know, you mentioned earlier, how does this compare to the way that we've always done it with visual examination and biopsies and pathology? And so we know historically that the sensitivity, okay, the ability to identify melanoma is very high just with visual assessment alone and can be enhanced even with dermoscopy and some other techniques.
Right.
But the specificity of that is actually quite low. Currently, and we have this from pretty good studies, the number needed to biopsy to find a single melanoma in the United States is about 25. That means you have to do 25 biopsies before you find a single melanoma. That's a specificity of only 4%. So what we're trying to do with this DermTech melanoma test is identify at a genomic level those moles that really are at highest risk for melanoma that you need to biopsy, and which ones don't have any of those markers and are completely fine to just keep an eye on.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. So let's talk a little bit now about candidates. Obviously, this test is easy to perform. It's a great option for patients, as we said before, who are needle phobic or really prefer a scarless method to evaluate a suspicious mole. Also, many of my patients come in with truly hundreds of moles. I have a lot of patients with dysplastic nevus syndrome, you know, and most of their moles look atypical or somewhat suspicious. So these patients don't love coming in and having multiple biopsies, you know, every time I see them every 6 months or so. Even though I'm really good at performing biopsies after 20 years, they can still leave a little scar. And people really just don't love me coming at them with a knife if I don't have to. So DermTech is such a great option for these people.
Absolutely. And I remember seeing those patients in my practice, too, that had, like you said, dysplastic nevus syndrome. And you get them undressed and their back is just covered with scars and they've still got a few, you know, weird looking moles mm-hmm. that you may want to biopsy. And I just thought, man, I wish I had a better way of evaluating these people than just simply using my eyes or using a dermatoscope. And I think our test really solved that problem and answered a question that a lot of dermatologists have been asking themselves over the last 20 plus years.
Absolutely. So here's the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Does insurance cover the cost of the test?
Yeah, great question. Doesn't matter how good your technology is if nobody can access it.
Right.
And ours is quite accessible, actually. In Medicare patients or Medicare Advantage patients, they typically will be paying nothing out of pocket. It is a completely covered service, though that's just fantastic.
Absolutely.
Subject to, you know, standard deductibles and things like that.
Right.
For those commercial patients, we have coverage in many states and regional plans, and that number is growing daily. We just recently announced some new plans that are coming on board that will add millions more covered lives for us. But I think the best part of all of this is we're going to make this technology available as broadly as we possibly can. And we most definitely do not want to let cost get in the way of getting you as their doctor or the patient the kind of information that they really need so that you can make the best decisions on how to go forward. So the vast majority of our patients do not pay more than $75 for the test. And we have a really good concierge program that will walk the patients through their benefits and work with them to make sure that they can get the information that they need.
That's fantastic. Okay, well, that's just really so good to hear. So, Terry, thank you so much for being so brilliant and helping to create DermTech. We are so excited about it, and thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate having you here. We're really excited at Premier Dermatology to be partnering with you guys and bringing this test to our patients.
Absolutely. And if you'd like a little bit more information about our test or about our company, you can go to www.dermtech.com. We do have a Find a Specialist tool on there. So if you're looking for somebody in your community that offers this test, you can put in your zip code and it'll point you to somebody that offers the DermTech melanoma test.
Absolutely. Listeners, thank you for tuning in. And if you have lots of moles or new or changing moles, please do not wait to get a skin exam. Thanks to DermTech, you can now have suspicious moles evaluated without needles or a surgical biopsy. So please call today for your appointment. It could save your life. And thanks again for joining us on All Things Skin.